This news update is brought to you by Thumb Office Supply of Bad Axe, serving you and your office needs for years. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update, filling in for John Curdy today. In Port Sanilac, the village will launch its Christmas season on Saturday, November 29th, with evening of ceremonial and community celebration with music and lights. The festival will begin with the annual Port Sanilac tree lighting ceremony from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Fire Hall Park, followed by Santa's visit, including the Port Sanilac Fire Hall at 56 North Ridge Street. Activities will take place throughout the village all day. And from 3 to 5, the Loop Harrison Mansion will host a free Christmas open house featuring decorations for themed trees, cookie buffets, and holiday music performed by the Croslex Community Band. Donations to the Sanilac Community Historical Society are welcome. The evening will conclude with a debut of Christmas Lighted Trail from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. at the Sanilac County Historical Village and Museum at 228 South Ridge Street. Visitors can enjoy bonfires, s'mores, hot dogs, hot cocoa, cider, and cash bar. The Deckerville Area Community Choir will present a free concert inside the museum church during the event. The lighted trail will remain open and free to the public every weekend through January 3rd. Donations are encouraged to help offset the electrical costs and support future holiday displays. For more information, you can visit PortSanilacCountyMuseum.org or find Sanilac County Historical Village and Museum on Facebook, or you could just call 810-622-9946. VFW Post 116 in Bad Axe is hoping to welcome a new generation of members and help carry out the mission of supporting veterans and service to the community. The post, made up of local veterans from various branches of the military, is active throughout the year with parades, community events, fundraisers that give back the cause for both local and national. Members of Post 116 take pride in participating in holiday observances, helping fellow veterans in need, assisting with civic projects, and strengthening the fabric of Bad Axe area. They emphasize camaraderie, community involvement, and honoring those who served. The group meets on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. at the Bad Axe Senior Center on Nugent Road. Veterans interested in getting involved or learning more about membership are encouraged to reach out to Dan at 989-975-0109 or Don 989-553-6294. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Why write and sign the same thing over and over? Make life easy with custom stamps for both your professional and personal needs. Thumb Office Supply of Bad Axe carries custom stamps from self-inking, pre-inked, rubber, notary, daters, and more. Thumb Office Supply can easily create the type of stamp that fits your need. Choose from hundreds of custom stamps, from personal signatures to company or team logos. When you're ready to venture beyond the traditional cyan, magenta, yellow, and black four-color process printing, there is a whole new world of ink options to make your marketing materials special. Make a point, enhance your design, highlight key points, be different, or just spice things up with custom print promotional items. Make your business stand out with the help of Thumb Office Supply of Bad Axe. Stop in and let Thumb Office Supply show you a whole new way of getting your business noticed. Check them out on Facebook or call Thumb Office Supply at 989-269-8122.
All right. The Ubbly FFA continues to support the Thumb Blessing Box and the Ubbly Food Pantry through ongoing food and money drives. Each November, students hold a friendly competition between classes to collect the most donations. Last year, efforts brought nearly 1,000 pounds of food and $580 in cash, with funds used throughout the year to restock the community food boxes. Over the weekend, FFA members purchased $460 worth of groceries to refill the Thumb Blessing boxes. This year's collection campaign will begin again in November and continue to assist local families in need. Ubbly FFA members and groceries purchased from the Thumb Blessing boxes. A picture is available online. Authorities in Genesee County are urging compassion and responsibility after two German shepherds were discovered abandoned inside a cage dumped into the Thread Lake near the Flint Golf Club. Rescuers said the dogs named Ringo and Star managed to escape after hours trapped in the water. Star reportedly ran towards a passing vehicle, leading the driver back to Ringo, who was stuck in the mud and unable to move. Volunteers, including Hannah Patterson and Miss Witt, helped free the pair and took them to the Genesee County Animal Control for care. Both animals were malnourished and showing signs of previous neglect, including frostbite. Despite their poor condition, rescuers described the dogs as calm and affectionate. Unfortunately, Ringo's injuries were too severe and he was euthanized the next morning. Star remains in recovery. The incident has drawn widespread commendation online, renewing calls for stronger protection against animal cruelty and greater public support for local shelters and rescue groups. Crime Stoppers is seeking anyone with information about this incident. You can call 1-800-422-JAIL or go to www.p3tips.com. The FBI confirmed that attack on a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township was deliberate act of violence fueled by anti-religious motivations targeting the Mormon community. The incident, which occurred September 28th, left five people dead, including the suspect assailant Thomas Jacob Stanford, and injured nine others. Authorities stated the gunman rammed a truck into the church, opened fire on the congregants, then set the building ablaze. Officials emphasized that the investigation is ongoing, but affirmed that the shooter was motivated by deep animosity towards the Mormon faith. The FBI praised law enforcement and community members for their swift actions during the crisis, highlighting the lasting emotional impact on Grand Blanc and the nation. Community leaders have since focused on resilience and unity in response to that tragedy. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Thumb Office Supply of Bad Axe, serving you and your office needs.